The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
How many lead singers does it take to change a light bulb? Just one, to stand there and the whole world revolves around them. It's a joke. There's plenty of super talented singers, but it's kind of a self-glorifying profession. Not to take anything away from lyricism and the conduit of the musical message, from the soul of the artist to the minds of their listeners, or the glorious melody and harmony that can be produced by the human voice. Which makes me feel guilty confessing this, but every once in a while, as I'm listening to a song, I step out of the moment and think, I wish whoever is screaming, bleeding, growling, howling, crooning, mumble rapping, moaning, or whining would just shut the hell up so I can concentrate on the music. It turns out I'm not a bad person. As a matter of fact, research is showing that love of instrumental music is linked to intelligence. I've always loved instrumental music, from symphonic to Telstar by the Tornadoes, electronic surf rock to face-melting progressives, and of course, dub and Afrobeat. The Savannah IQ interaction hypothesis, based on the Savannah principle, proposes that intelligent people are more likely to be attracted to novel stimuli than others. It follows that since music evolved from vocalizations, purely instrumental music would, by comparison, be novel. So purely instrumental music may simply be more fresh for brainiacs. Let me just back up for a sec here so I don't sound like a conceited smartass. I've been working recording sounds for 40 years now. When listening, I tend to lock onto specific instruments, programs, loops, or whatever, analyzing the way they sit in the mix, where they have been placed in the soundscape to maximum effect. The research shows that those who consciously analyze music's composition and performance especially enjoyed instrumental music. Researchers concluded that they would love to do a cross-cultural study down the road, which could look at things like music from cultures that develop a complexity of vocalization techniques, like throat singing, transcendent chants, yodeling. Maybe not. The other thing I really have always loved about instrumental music, you hardly ever hear it on the radio. And we're changing that. I'm Cal Cote, and this is The Thunder of Silence, new Delata from World Beat Canada Radio. We'll be right back. Oh, we're waiting with bated breath for that one to drop. It's going to be called Bossa Got the Blues on 6 Degrees Records by Bossa Cucanova, on that track featuring Robert Menescal from Brazil and 1937. Dalada before that from their album called Birds. Dalada means from the tin. That was Thunder of Silence. This is brand new for Vancouver's Los Furios, Latin ska music with a wicked clavinet. Crazy World on World Beat Canada.
Tranquilo hermano, esto recién comienza. Somos más y somos muchos. Por eso canto, por eso lucho, tirando rimas contra el odio cabrón. Lo que aquí hace falta es una revolución de amores. Así que olvida los temores. We gonna paint the world toditito de colores. We gonna stop the fighting, the war and the drama. Abrir los ojos y respect Pachamama. Mira cómo entra el sol por la ventana. I wanna love you tonight, girl, y no mañana. Quiero ver a mi gente viviendo en el presente. Furios en la casa, yo, ¿cómo se siente? Uniendo ritmos con alma y corazón. The people united. We'll be right back.
your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
Oh, Canuck, the Christmas crow outside my windy is trying to tell me that we have some great Christmas entertainment coming up for you. The 8th Annual Christmas Session, Traditional Irish Music and Carols, Tuesday, December 17th at the Wolf and Hound, which is at 3617 West Broadway in Vancouver. All donations go to the food bank. On Boxing Day, hey, why not blow the roof off the Commodore Ballroom? It's a great day to do so, and we got the band to do it. Five Alarm Funk with their hometown holiday blowout bash, featuring guests Rain City and Small Town Artillery, December 26th. After changing the clocks forward and stepping back, and you probably are confused about what day it is anyway. So why not celebrate New Year's Eve on New Year's Eve Eve with the Town Pants at the historic Blarney Stone in Gastown. They'll be joined by Space Chimp, that's December 30th, at the Blarney Stone in Gastown. A veteran of the playa, Burning Man regular David Starfire is in the house, well, his music is anyway. He has a brand new album that's called Future Self. On this one, featuring Patrick D, it's the Suhan remix, featuring throat singing and programming together. Jungle is in the mix and on deck on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
I want to tell you an old folktale that comes from Southwest Nigeria, Yoruba Nation. About Luwa, Loni, Dede. Thank you.
Southwest Nigeria, courtesy of Oba Ulawa and Prince G. Afro Futures from Nigeria by way of London, and it's talking about forgiveness. Before that, David Starfire and Jungle and Patrick D, and who knows what he's talking about, but it's seriously outer space vocalizations. Which brings us to our touch of the familiar, and we were talking about this earlier, and here's a prime example of where you could very well take somebody like Britney Spears and leave her vocal tracks down on the faders and completely, you know, wipe them out of the mix, and you might still find the kernel, you know, the essence of something really, really interesting as an instrumental. That's what Toronto's The Suffragettes did. Four surfing girls in go-go boots who do Britney Spears' Toxic. This is your Touch of the Familiar.
tall green grass, you will walk beneath the moon while covering your tracks, working your fingers down to the skin.
Favorite border band from this side of that hailed border wall, which of course Mexico is going to pay for because, you know, it borders Colorado. They're from Calexico, which is a small town right on the border in Arizona. And that's from their album Algiers, one of their latest, and it's called Splitter, Calexico. Before that, Toxic. Next, north for Nordic New Jazz from Norway's Jaga Jazzist. Everything but the kitchen sink is next on World Beat Canada.
Hi, this is Lars from Jaga Jazzist, and you've discovered Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
I'm really happy to see that Jay Malinowski is feeling the wind under his wings again. He's from Vancouver originally, so we're kind of proud of him. And Bedouin Sound Clash have a new album out. It's called Mass. And it also features some interesting arrangements by people like the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That was Born Into Bad Times. It's still him and the bass player from the original band, the original trio. And I think they've swapped out another drummer for the group as well. Yagi Yazis before that, and Prognisikongen. The name of the album is One Arm Bandit. Here is Simon Samet from another part of the world. He's from the island of Malta, and he's a very lyrical bass player. The album is called Crossing. This is your taste of Promethean Man from World Beat Canada.
Thank you. Avec tout mon argent dans le métro. frontières, mes souvenirs les plus chers, mon arrogance, ma peur.
Some singers you would never even think about removing from the mix. Sabina Shuba is one of them, and certainly one of the finest globalista vocalists, if I can call her that, in contemporary music today. That was from an album of theirs called NYC. They are from New York, and Losing Myself. Simon Samet before that, and Promethean Man, some great licks off the bass there. This is World Beat Canada Radio, and we still have more on the horizon. I'm Cal Coat. great instrumental albums. Gypsy Billy King is the name of the new album from Toronto guitarist Adrian Rasso. He's joined by Stray Cat's bassist and Prince's former drummer. Brazilian Girls before that and Losing Myself. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. You'll find links to our Mixcloud streams, our charts, which are always interesting to check in on at year-end time, and reviews, all kinds of things. And, of course, we're a free subscription at the iTunes store as well. I hope you're listening to Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Medieval pundits, the Chemical Brothers of India, take us home with Ruth Ayyar. Our last word goes to the late John F. Kennedy. For time and the world do not stand still. Change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past or the present are certain to miss the future.
Yeah.
Pyrite Communications.